Hello, everyone. Brian Schoening with Repotted. I'm your host every single episode. Chap, our founder and CEO, is my co-host every day. Chap, how's it going today, man?
Oh, it's going great. It's another beautiful day in northern New Mexico, man. Can't get any better than 365 days of sunshine.
Absolutely. Well, our guest today is Megan Ryan, photographer and filmmaker. Chap, how about you introduce Megan for us a little bit?
Oh, I mean, she's going to do a much better job of it herself, but I'll give you the quick rundown. Megan came down. We met her, 6 months ago. I don't know. Times changed so differently in COVID era, but we met Megan. She came down and she filmed a documentary about one of our co-founders, Samantha. And we met her and saw all of her footage, and it's amazing. So Megan, tell us a little bit about kind of what the theme of your photography is.
Yeah, so I'm primarily an outdoor photographer and filmmaker, but I'm super passionate about getting people outside, whatever that looks like. Because I think adventure, sometimes you hear that word and you're just like, oh, I need to go spend like 3 months in Patagonia, you know, like it's not obtainable or feasible for a lot of people. And so my big theme in my work is just making adventure accessible for people, especially for women. That's the basis of the documentary I did with Sam, was showcasing, you know, like what amazing women are doing in this industry. And so that's kind of like the big basis, I guess, of a lot of my work, is just making it accessible for anybody. So yeah.
And that's awesome, Megan. And I think that's one of the reasons we connected with you, is because that affordability and accessibility is something we're really focused on as well here at Rerouted. And that passion for getting people outside in whatever capacity that is, if it's a walk through your local park, if it's going to the playground, if it's going to the nature reserve, that's so cool. So I haven't asked you this question. We do a little pre-production meeting usually where we prep her a little bit. I do want to know, have you been on a podcast? Do you have a podcast? Do you podcast in any way?
I was on a radio show a couple years ago, but I don't normally do podcasting. I'm normally in the video world. So this is kind of new for me, which is fun.
That's awesome. I actually worked in radio for 4 years. And the beauty of a podcast is that if any of us mess up when we say anything, I get to go and edit it back later. And then nobody hears that. That's kind of the beauty of being pre-recorded and produced rather than being live. Megan, you mentioned something there that I really, really liked, where you said that, an adventure doesn't just mean going out somewhere for 3 months and having this big grandiose thing. And people oftentimes think that, like, just because they didn't do something like that, that they don't have a story to share. Some of my favorite adventures are things that happen in an afternoon. You know, you go, you take lunch to a really beautiful place, a lake or something, on a couple mile hike. So I really, really like that. Talk to me a little bit about just kind of how you translate that in your photography.
Yeah. So the little adventures, like you mentioned, you know, like just going out for an afternoon or whatever, that's like a huge part of when you see my photos on Instagram. A lot of times those pictures are just from like an afternoon drive. Like, I'm one of those people where I can't go more than like a day or two without driving through the mountains and being up there. So like a lot of those pictures are just from quick little trips up there for the sunset or something. And like one of my favorite memories that I have doing that, actually, that was I took a couple of my buddies camping last Labor Day, and it was just like, I don't know, an hour drive from our house. And it was like, they had no idea what they were doing, but it was just super fun because you get to share that with people. And it's not like, I mean, we took a tent and like a stove, you know what I mean? Like, it's not some big plant thing. We all fit in one car and just went. And it's like those little moments. And so I think a lot of times when people like look at Instagram, and mine especially too, like you'll think like, oh, this is like a week long trip. You went through a bunch of pre-planning and you had a bunch of gear. And I'm like, no, dude, I took my dog in my car and drove like half an hour to a lake. Like, I don't know. So it's just like those little trips that are like, I think like even small parks in Denver or wherever you're at, like there's ways to get outside to do those things that I think we kind of just overlook. We're like, oh man, I can't go backpacking for a week, you know?
I love what you're touching on about the spontaneity and how, especially you're in the Denver area, correct?
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing that I want to mention about Megan is she rolled up here in a, what year was your Forerunner?
2002. Yep.
2002. Oh, that's the best era Forerunner.
I love him. His name's Forrest. He's my adventure buddy through and through.
Wait, is it dark green?
No, it's not. It's silver. He's actually named after one of my favorite outdoor photographers, Forrest Mankins. So, you know,
that's awesome. One of my best friends from high school has a dark green, like 2002 era 4Runner that he actually just converted into basically a camper. He just took out the back seats, threw a bed in there. He like put some shelving units in it. And it's like his 4Runner is just his camper now. And he loves that thing. It's got, you know, 200 something thousand miles on it, still running like a charm. Those 4Runners are awesome.
Oh yeah.
Megan, tell us a little bit more about Forrest, because you pretty much all the trips you're staying living in Forrest, the 4Runner, right?
Yeah, so that's like, actually I'm working on a piece right now, because I write a lot now just with COVID.
Cool.
So I'm working on a piece about it because one thing that was really hard for me, so I actually just graduated from college and
congratulations.
Thank you. And a lot of my friends actually were like, we're going to go hit the road and do van life. And I was like, dude, I want to do that. But like, I have freaking loans, you know, like I can't do that. And so, but I was like, I have this 4Runner that runs well. And if I fold the seats down, I almost fit if I lay diagonally. And so I was just like, dude, like screw this whole van life. Like, I mean, it's great. And like, if you can do that, awesome. But like, if you have a car, fold your seats down, throw a sleeping bag in it, and like you're good, you know? And so like that's what I do a lot of times, is like, even like I don't even bring a tent half the time. I'm like, dude, I'll fit in my car. Like, I don't care. And like that's how I go. And I think a lot of people write off going out on a weekend or going out at all because they're like, well, I don't have the right gear. And I know this is like a huge thing for you, Chap, but it's like, you know, people, I think, yeah, just really write off and like sleeping in your car. And I'm like, dude, I don't even have like a platform, and I want to build one, but I'm like, it's fine. I just throw a sleeping pad in there and it's good.
Megan's setup is amazing. And so Megan, you know, I lived in a 1981 Volkswagen van. So I drove around the country. I did the whole van life thing. One of my best friends, favorite people that I met on the trip, dude, 6'3", no joke, slept in the back of a WRX for months at a time. He absolutely did not fit in this car. There was no way, no direction he could lay that he actually fit in the car. But as you're saying, he was getting the experience he wanted, right? So it didn't matter the comforts, right? They were much less important because the actual needs, the desires, the what he wanted to be doing, he was able to go and do. And oh man, it makes me want to be back on the road, and I'm jealous. It sounds like you've had a lot of really great adventures. So I guess, Megan, in this time of COVID, kind of tell me about one of your favorite trips that you've been on out in Forrest, like kind of one of these more spontaneous ones. Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Yeah, so since COVID, I haven't been able to do a ton, which has been really rough. But I mean, like even going out to like see you guys was amazing. Like that was super last minute. But I'm trying to think like what I've done. I guess, okay, so I have like this new tradition kind of with myself and my dog Loki, where on like major holidays, instead of going out and just getting totally trashed and hammered and like, you know, not remembering what happened, I'm like, I'm gonna just go take the day or that night and go on an adventure on like something small. Like it doesn't have to be crazy. And so this past New Year's, so coming into 2020, I was like, I want to go hike St. Mary's Glacier. I've never done it. It's a big hike here in Colorado, but like I've never done it. And I was like, okay, it's the middle of freaking winter. No one's gonna be up here. So I'm like, I don't love winter. I don't like love winter camping, but I was like, we're gonna do it. And so I like crammed me and my dog, and like, I don't know, I had my whole like duvet comforter so I wouldn't freeze my butt off. And we just like camped at this trailhead. And we hiked up for the sunrise over the glacier, and it was so incredible because it was just me and my dog. There's nobody around, and it was like, and you just, I don't know, it's like this incredible adventure that is, I don't know, an hour from my house, you know, and it was amazing.
That sounds awesome. My 2020 New Year's was spent babysitting a bunch of people that were super hammered and trashed, and it would have been way more fun to be on a sunrise, you know, out of glacier somewhere that was really cool. So I can sympathize with that, and kind of that sounds awesome. That sounds like a great way to spend New Year's.
Doesn't it? And it's so funny, Megan, that you mentioned St. Mary's Glacier, because that's one of the places that I learned how to backcountry ski. My buddies and I spent weeks and weeks up there doing beacon searching, practicing, training, making sure we are safe to go out backcountry skiing up there in Colorado. And that's special. That's really fun. I'm envious that that's how you spent New Year's. Okay, so we talked about your car. Really, really cool talking about Forrest the 4Runner. when you're packing forest, I know you said that, you know, you don't have to have all the right gear. You do, however, want to make sure that you're safe and prepared to be at least marginally comfortable. And I know the dirtbag life, but tell us kind of, talk to us a little bit about some of the stuff that you're packing on kind of these spontaneous trips.
Yeah. So like to start with, I think you don't need to have like a ton of car knowledge. I'm really lucky that I grew up in a car family. So I always pack like, you know, just like you need jumper cables. You need like just basic things to get you through if your car breaks down, because like a lot of times, at least where I go, there's not cell service. So like the ability to just roll yourself into cell service is huge. So like that's the first thing is like, I don't know, just basic knowledge, you know, like just, you know, but then for me, at least it's like, I always have, you know, like sleeping bag, food, water, like always pack extra water. That's like a huge thing. Yeah. It's like, even if it's spontaneous, I'm like, I don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere with no water. I always bring like, you know, like food, like extra food. And then I guess like that's pretty basic. I kind of depends too on like what I'm doing. Like if I'm going to go hiking, you know, it's like extra socks, have some comfy shoes to change into. One thing that I definitely, that's like a luxury item, but one that I'm like, I'm always going to bring is a camp table and chair. That's something like, cause I work from the road a lot. And like, even when I'm not working, I'm like, after a long hike, I don't necessarily want to be like crammed into my car. I'm like, I want to spread out and, you know, stretch my legs a little bit. So it's like a luxury item that I always bring. Right. And I think too, like I travel solo a lot and I'm a female, so it's kind of sketchy sometimes. And so it's like, I always, you know, have pepper spray, sleep with pepper spray next to me. And Mark. I think too, yeah. And I think too, just like being really careful with where you camp is huge. Like I'm not somebody who's going to sleep in my car in Denver. Like I'm very careful about that, but that's
kind of- I did do that once. I slept in my car in Denver, did not enjoy that experience. It was negative all around. Wow. That's great. That's great information. And I know we could pick your brain forever, Megan. We could sit here and talk and BS. Brian and I got to know though, what's your favorite piece of gear? What's something that's been with you through thick and thin, something you know that you can always rely on? What's your favorite piece of gear?
I have like a couple things, cause I'm definitely somebody where it's like, I pick gear very specifically and I don't have a lot of it. Cause like I said, I'm broke college grad, you know, like I don't have money to go drop on stuff. The one thing though that I actually, I say I inherited it, I stole it. my grandpa has this like Coleman stove. It's super old. It runs on any gas you put in it. I think it's like 50 something years old, and he gave it to me last summer for a camping trip. And I claim I don't know what happened to it and I don't know where it is, but it goes with me on everything. It's a two burner stove and it has like wind panels. So it like, awesome. I can light this anywhere. It's amazing. I love this thing. It's pretty heavy, but it's great.
is there any way, Megan, we can get some photos of this stove? Is any way you can get us some photos of this stove? That would be fantastic. And then maybe Brian, don't you think we got to know one or two more?
Yeah. If you've got one or two more, that's awesome. I love the little things that you steal from family who have let you borrow them. My dad stole a backpack from me. I was storing my camping backpack at my parents' house, and my dad hadn't bought a new backpack in like 40 years. And I one day my mom just said, "Hey, you know, your dad actually uses that backpack, so we're just gonna buy you another new one." I just went and got the same backpack in a different color, and my dad just stole my backpack, and that's the backpack that he uses all the time now.
That's incredible. And I think like shared gear or used gear, I'm like, this sounds super woo-woo-y, but I think it has like this like magic in it. And I'm just like, I don't know, I just, all of the gear that I have that's used, which is most of it at this point, I'm like, this just, it feels special to me, you know?
Something that we focus on with Rerouted a lot is just the lifespan of a piece of gear and how, you know, it can have kind of multiple lives to it. And outdoor gear is, it's really durable. You can use it for a really long time, and then you can give it to somebody else and they can go use it for a really long time. And I don't know, that's something that we focus on a lot. Chad can talk a little bit more about it, but I know that that's something that's really important to us here at Rerouted as well.
Well, and Megan, you absolutely hit the nail on the head. You're like, oh, I love gear. It's got this charm, this story to it. That's literally the point of this podcast, right? Is to have people like you on and get to tell the story about the stove that you stole from your grandfather, right? Like, that's awesome. So So we got to know one or two more. What other gear you got on your radar that you love and care about?
So one that I have, and this is like for all my photographers, you know, because I'm sure I'm going to make them all listen. But one thing that I bought this new, but it's like such an investment and I love it, is the Peak Design Capture Pro Clip. Yep. Like clips to your backpack strap, and you have the little base plate that goes in the bottom of your camera, and you can just clip your camera onto the strap of your backpack, which is incredible, because I believe that the best camera you have is the one you use. And so like I used to just hike with my like camera in my backpack, and then I was like, well, okay, I haven't taken a single photo till we get to the top of or the end of whatever, or I'm like carrying it on my neck, and then I'm like, I can't like turn my head for 3 days. And so I like got this camera clip, and I was like, dude, this is amazing, because now I can just like pop it off and take pictures, and it's like one of my favorite investments that I've made recently.
That's awesome, super smart, and I love that line. Say it again for everybody about the camera being used.
So the best camera you have is the one you use. Yeah. I definitely stole that from somebody, but like that is just something that always comes back to me, is like, if your iPhone is the one you have with you all the time, use that. Like, it's an incredible camera. Like, that's the one that's going to take the good pictures in that moment, because that's when you have.
That's totally. So true. I bought my brother had a really nice camera that was, you know, a couple years old, and he was getting rid of it, and I bought it from him, and I never used it, and then he bought it back from me for the same price. And it was like, well, that was a great camera, but I don't think I ever even took a picture with it, and then, you know, sold it back to him.
Yeah, because it's like, if I have like a $5,000 camera, something I never take a picture with, it doesn't matter that I have that camera. Like,
right. No, that's awesome. And I think that it's a testament to photography in general, that so much of it is just the action of doing it, right? And going out and seeking those experiences in order to take those photographs. Those were awesome, awesome answers about the gear, awesome answers about your trip. I want to ask you so many more questions, but I want to make sure that we're sensitive to your being so generous with your time. So I want to know more. Tell me about where our audience can find you on the web. Tell them about where they can find you on Instagram, if you use Twitter, all of the, let them know where they can find you and kind of what they can expect when they show up there.
Yeah, so I'm most active on Instagram. I'm trying to like get better at that, which you can find me at Megan Ryan Outdoors. That's also my YouTube channel name, where you can actually find the video I did with Sam from Rerouted, which is really cool. I try to, on both platforms, not only share my adventures and like what I go out and do, but also just, you know, like how you can go have these, you know, little moments, you know, like cool. During the day or whatever, weekend adventure. I love the good weekend adventure. So yeah, I like to share a lot of those things. I share a lot of like my trail running, and like hiking and all that, and along with, like practical camera, like advice and tutorials.
Cool.
I also have a website and Facebook, which are Megan Ryan Photography. So if you want to get a hold of me, if you want to book me, work with me, whatever, you can find me online there. Yeah.
Megan, is that email that we have, is that kind of a general email that people can reach out to you from for the website?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll make sure that Megan's email gets put in the show notes. So that if you guys are interested in talking to her, you guys can reach out to her there. And I guess, Megan, we're really lucky to have you. We'll definitely make sure to share a bunch of your photos, a handful of your videos. We're going to reshare the documentary you made of Samantha, because that's such amazing work. Did you do another documentary? Do you want to talk a little bit about that before we let you go?
Yeah. So, I actually haven't been able to produce another one.
Okay.
COVID, because like, cause I did that one, like right at the beginning when like lockdown had like just kind of started. And since then it has just been a nightmare to like even get a hold of people, and which is like kind of been nice, I guess, cause I've like been able to work on other passion projects.
Cool.
Other things, but yeah, I haven't been able to get another one out, which is super disappointing, but I'm working on it.
Cool. Well, you'll have to make sure to let us know. And then you mentioned writing earlier in the podcast as you're writing on your website.
Yeah, my writing is on my website. There's a link to that. Yeah, so it's all
cool there. You're awesome, Brian. You have anything you want to add? You want to wrap us up?
Yeah, no, I'll just go ahead and wrap up. We'll make sure that everybody has all of the information and places to find your work and contact you. I just followed you on Instagram as well, so I'll be checking that out later. But thank you so much for joining us. We hope to keep in touch and talk to you again soon, maybe.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on. It was good to sit down and chat.
Yeah, it's great. From us at Rerouted and from Megan Ryan at Megan Ryan Photography and Megan Ryan Outdoors, that has been Repotted.